98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
You, like I, may very well be getting great solace from going for walks with your dogs or dog, because it's kept me sane over the last couple of weeks. Every day, out with the dogs, we go for a nice long walk, and like I said, it's keeping me sane. Well, vets in the north side of the city over recent days have been seeing a number of dogs becoming unwell with a virus. The virus seems to be affecting the Clontarf area mostly and causes vomiting, diarrhea, and can be dangerous for older or weaker dogs. Local councillor Donna Cooney took to Twitter saying, "Please take care of your dogs and keep them on a short lead in St. Anne's Park and Promenade and away from other dogs. Just had it confirmed from a local vet that there is a virus that is making our dogs sick. Please take care." Now, anyone who has a dog knows just how much they sniff around and get into things when they're out walking. So how can we stop them getting sick? I'm joined on the line by Karina Fitzsimons from Dogs Trust to tell us a little bit more. Karina, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Adrian.
As I said, for me, taking the dogs out for a walk every day is keeping me sane. But one of my dogs loves sniffing anything she can sniff. Firstly, tell me a little bit more about what we know about some possible virus.
Well, just like yourselves, we've just heard about this anecdotally and from reports on the internet from people who have been walking their dogs in St. Anne's Park. And like you said, some dogs seem to be getting vomiting and diarrhea. And there's been reports that some dogs have had to go to their vets. So what we say to people is the most important thing is, first of all, to make sure your dog is vaccinated. There's kind of an old wives' tale from years back that you just need to get a puppy vaccinated and the vaccines last for the rest of the dog's life. And that's untrue. So dogs need to get an annual booster every year, and your vet will tell you which, you know, vaccines your dog is to get and what program they have to go on. The other thing as well is, if at all possible, just like people, it looks like dogs may have to socially distance a little bit at the moment. So the best thing, if you can at all, keep your dog on a lead and away from other dogs in the area. Now, I just saw myself that somebody had posted on social media, and you know what these things, you have to take sometimes, you know, you're not quite sure if it's true or not. But it looks like the Nankin River in St. Anne's Park looks to be quite full and dirty at the moment. So if at all possible, please keep your dogs away from that as well, just in case that's the source, that, like a little bit of pollution in it or something like that. But like you said, dogs love to sniff. It's basically like their social media. They get to check out what all the messages the other dogs have left as they go along. And sniffing, you know, calms them down. It's mental exercise for them. So yes, please do let them sniff. But if at all possible, just make sure they're not eating anything they shouldn't and they're not mingling with other dogs or running off lead where you can't see them.
Okay, now, like I said, when we're out for our walk, one of my dogs will just walk beside me and never go, never go anywhere from my side. The other dog is running around like a lunatic, sniffing absolutely everything and saying hello to other dogs and all of that. So the advice is to do your best at least to keep your dogs away from other dogs.
Just for the time being, and hopefully this will die down, because like normal viruses in people, dogs get gastroenteritis and little gastro bugs. And sometimes if a dog has a contagious virus or is unwell, they can pass it on to another dog and there can be a little cluster in the area. The main worry is that it could be parvovirus, but if your dog is vaccinated and healthy, then that shouldn't affect them.
And are dogs normally vaccinated against that parvovirus?
They should be, yes. They're normally vaccinated when they're puppies, and then they should be vaccinated in conjunction with what your vet says, but every year or every 2 years for parvovirus, and your vet will give you advice on that. But yes, it's potentially fatal, and there is no treatment for it. You can only give supportive treatment. So, unfortunately, it is fatal in a lot of cases, and it's often seen when dogs are kept quite close together. So unfortunately, it can, you know, if dogs can come in from the pounds that they haven't been vaccinated and they might have it. So it's extremely contagious. But hopefully that's not what this is. Hopefully this is just a gastro bug, and hopefully it's a cluster And with people keeping their dogs on lead, it'll die down in the next few weeks.
Okay, if we notice our dog, I just got a message in a moment ago and it says, Adrian, my dog is currently going through something like that for the last 24 hours. Only getting to see the vet today. He's very, very sick. And that's from a guy called Damo. What are we looking out for then if our dog is getting sick?
Any sign of depression, so your dog's mood changes, if they vomit, if they have diarrhea, if they're particularly weak, if they have a high temperature, anything like that at any stage, be it if you live in this area or not, contact your vet immediately for advice. Vets will always give advice over the phone and they will decide if then you need to come down and see them. But pick up the phone straight away. Don't hesitate. Vets have out of hours numbers as well. So don't worry if it's, 2 o'clock in the morning. There should be someone that will be able to give you advice.
Okay, here's a question for you. How do I check my dog's temperature?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Well, it's generally taken via the rear end.
Okay.
And yeah, we generally recommend that it's done with a digital thermometer and only for the dog. And obviously it's cleaned after each use.
Okay, and do we use like a normal thermometer that we'd use on ourselves?
Yes, we do, yes. And just obviously make sure that your dog is held correctly and it's done very gently. You may ask your vet to show you how to do it, because what we don't want is somebody to go and try and stick the thermometer there and the dog gets a fright and turns around and nips them. So
okay.
Ask your vet or veterinary nurse to show you.
Okay, all right, very good. So just the warning is there may be some sort of a virus in circulation. We don't know how widespread it is. It wouldn't be anything related to coronavirus, I assume.
No.
Okay.
Dogs don't get coronavirus. It doesn't seem to affect them. There is a risk, and it was, at the very beginning of the pandemic, we did say to people that if you potentially have coronavirus and you sneeze on your dog or someone else's dog, and then that dog goes to someone else beside them and they pet them, but it's just the same as there could be a risk between door handles or, bottles in the supermarket, or it's not the actual dog, it's the fact that if a human has it and sneezes on the dog. So.
All right, very good. Okay, so I love that expression. It's their social media, which you used earlier on, dogs sniffing each other and sniffing around everything. But try and keep your social distance from your dog, from other dogs, and hopefully this will go away soon. Karina Fitzsimons from Dogs Trust, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.